So, Church, I'm going to start with a question. How is your relationship with God? Okay, let me just sit there for a moment. How is your relationship with God? Are you connected with God? Do you find inspiration in your relationship with God? How is your prayer life going? Are you reading the Bible? Are they a little personal? These are the kind of questions, let me just tell you this, that my supervisor asks me just about each time about my own faith. Whenever we meet, he asks these questions or similar kind of questions about my spiritual journey. And they're great questions. And what I love about them is because they actually push me to kind of reflect upon about how my faith, my journey with God, my connection with God, my inspiration from Scripture is going, what that actually means for me, rather than asking me about the mechanics of the church, rather than asking me about how the programs are going, how the weekly worship is happening, whether these groups are going, any of those kind of things, he's less interested about. And he's more interested about what my journey is with God. And let me say this, it actually takes courage to really reflect on how deep your personal relationship with God is going, to answer those deep personal questions about your own faith in honesty. It's this courage to go deep in faith that I want to share with you today. But not just today, but as an essential part of who we are as the people of Pittwater Uniting Church. To actually make it our vision for this year, our vision to be connected and inspired. To be connected and inspired. What do I mean by this? What do I mean by the courage to be connected and inspired? Well, there are six aspects that I want to share with you to be connected and inspired. And these six things are the courage to go deeper in our faith by being connected with God. To be connected with God and all that that means. To be connected with our fellow believers. And what does that actually mean for us? To be connected to our community, the world around us, our community of faith and the broader community. To be inspired by Jesus and the Word of God. To actually have that inspiration of what Jesus has done for us, to be the disciple that follows, to be inspired by Jesus and God's Word for us. To really want to delve into God's word and have that inspiration come upon us. And thank you, Ben, for sharing about the life group and how just delving into God's word is an inspiration for us. And to be inspired by other believers, to hear their story and their journey of faith and to have that inspiration lift us up, encourage us, and allow us to be connected. Lou, I just love how you bring worship to us in such an amazing way, that it is so heartfelt and is an expression of your faith. I just think that, for me, that's an inspiration. And about being an inspiration to our community and how we, as people of faith, actually can inspire others. Rather than hiding away, what does it mean that we inspire the world around us? So these are the six aspects of connection, being connected and inspired that we're going to explore as part of our vision across the year. We're going to have people come and tell stories about their faith and their journey and what it means for them, the activities they may be in. We're going to hear how actually being part of a life group, a Bible study is so important, and we want to encourage you to be involved in Bible studies and be involved in life groups. If you're not part of one, we just want to set one up so that you can actually be part of it as well, and to join one. But today, I just want us to focus on that very first one about being connected to God, And we'll just delve back into this over the year and just keep on delving into what this theme, this vision for the church is, that we are a people who are connected to God. We're a people who are inspired by God. We're a people who are connected to our fellow believers and inspired by the stories of our other believers, that are connected with our community but are an inspiration to our community. We just want to really delve into that this year as the vision for our church and who we are. But I want us to turn our attention today to the Bible, to Psalm 63, to verses 1 and 8. I'm just going to share verse 1 with us. And it says this: "Oh God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water." Now, David is longing for God. Is not just about religious duty here. It's about a deep relationship. And the thing is, have you ever been in the place where you feel thirsty, where you feel parched, where you haven't actually connected with God lately? This little section, this little piece of scripture really kind of phrases it for you, that maybe you are thirsty. Maybe you are yearning for God, for that connection with God in your life, that you want to know more, you want to be so much more intimate and closer. King David here, as he's reflecting on this, his soul is putting onto paper, he's putting into this psalm, of really wanting to have this connection with God. Not as a performance, but a personal connection. And this is actually a mark of real faith, that the heart that seeks God. Here, King David is seeking God. Seeking God for who he is, not just for what God gives you, but for actually seeking God. David continues on and says, "Your unfailing love is better than life itself, and how I praise you." You know, there's this moment of him just actually coming back and going, "This is what I want to do. This is an outpouring of what I have because of my connection. I will praise you as long as I live. I'll praise you. I'll lift up my hands in prayer. I will worship you. I'll praise you." It's that outpouring of his deep connection, his deep relationship with God. This worship flows out of intimacy, not out of obligation. I want to share with you, I found this quote, and I thought it was incredibly important for us to really reflect and grapple with this is. That if we're thinking about our connection with God and what it means for us and how we worship and how we read the Bible and how we pray and do these things, keep in mind that obedience follows intimacy, but intimacy does not follow obedience. Let me really let that sink in for you for a moment. And let me just expound on it. Think about it for a minute. When we think about, in the biblical references that we have, we talk about being a slave. But, you know, a slave can actually be obedient to a master. Notice that a slave can be obedient. But that obedience doesn't produce intimacy with the master, does it? Just because they do what they are told to do doesn't mean that you get intimate with that person. But the flip side is that you have an intimate relationship with a person, what happens? When they ask you to do something, what do? You obey. You do what they ask. That's a sense of obedience. You are following and doing what God wants you to do. Not because you're required to, not because you're forced to. That's obedience without intimacy. Intimacy brings obedience in our life. When we have an intimate relationship with God, obedience follows from that. our prayer life increases, our scripture knowledge increases because we're reading the Bible, our way we treat others happens because of the intimacy that we have with God, because of our connection with God. I hate to say this, but so many people, when it comes to faith, get this backwards. We think that just by doing the right thing, by praying, by serving, by reading, that we're going to feel close to God. But what King David is helping us through this psalm, and it shows that true obedience, all those things which are great, to pray, to read, to serve, are actually the fruit of our connection, our thriving relationship with God. It is not the root of that, it is the fruit of it. It's the change. I was reading through a blog post about restoring our relationship with God in preparation for this, and of being connected with God, and this quote jumped out to me. It's incredible to know that God doesn't want your obedience, he wants you. Notice that? God doesn't want your obedience, he wants you. Obedience is a fruit of a healthy relationship with God. When we are connected to the vine, Jesus, we start to live like him. Not out of a place of obligation, but out of a place of love. So when we're truly connected to God, our lives begin to change because of our connection. But this connection, you know, why I wanted to share with you the Jeremiah 29 reading is it's not out just for our comfort, but God actually has a purpose for us. So in Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 13, it reminds us, for he says to the Israelite people, he says to us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, that you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." It's that seeking, it's that yearning for that connection with God. It's because of that. God's desire is for us to seek him, to be connected with him, with all that we are. And in that seeking, he promises not only to be found, but to lead us into good plans. But holding that intention, Jesus also warns us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 to 20. And I'm just going to put two little key verses up here for us, that about the kind of connection that we have with God. Is it real? Is it intimate? Or is it fake and superficial? And Jesus says, "By their fruits you will recognize them. And every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit." You know, we can talk about being connected, and, you know, like when I was saying that my supervisor asks me the questions of deep personal faith about the connection that I have with God and how my faith journey is actually going, rather than about the outward acts that I've done. Because you can have outward acts, you can have these superficial things, but have no real connection, no connection to God. You can do the acts, but not have the connection with God. Let me kind of give you a bit of an illustration about this. We have a number of different kind of indoor plants in our house. Some look really lush and beautiful. And have you ever been into, you know, you've seen those lush, beautiful kind of trees, and they've got the fruit on them, all that kind of thing. But when you get close, you realize that the fruit looks plastic. We've got a mix of, you know, some plastic, some not in our place. And see, this is the thing. Fake faith can look like that plastic tree, that plastic fruit. It may look wonderful on the outside, but it's got nothing in there, nothing of value, nothing of consequence, nothing to actually give you life. Has this beautiful veneer, this exterior, but it's not real. It's not alive. Is that your faith? Because there's no real connection to God. Jesus wants us to have a real fruit. Genuine transformation comes from being connected to God. Jesus says in John 15, verse 4, he says, "Remain in me and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." To be connected. You know, throughout of this, it's about how do we, you know, as a church, as people, are we connected to God? Do we have that connection that gives life, that gives us inspiration, that gives us the deepening in and yearning for greater connection to our God? That's why the journey of a thriving relationship with God starts with honest, intimate fellowship with Jesus. And then as your cup is being filled, you will naturally overflow God's love into others. So let's not settle for plastic fruit. Don't settle for going through the motions, but have the courage to be like King David, to seek God's presence with everything that you have, with your whole heart, to be honest with our Maker, to build intimacy with God. As you do, you'll actually find that obedience and inspiration flow out, not from duty, but from a heart that is connected, that is loved. So let us lean into our vision for this year. Let us lean into this being connected and inspired, to be connected with God, to be connected with our fellow believers, to be connected in our community, to be inspired by Jesus and his word, the word of God, to be inspired by our fellow believers, to be an inspiration to our community. And let me leave you with this one practical thing that you can do to be more connected and more inspired. If you haven't yet signed up for a life group, if you're not part of a life group, let me encourage you to take that step, to actually be connected through reading together God's word. You know, coming to church on a Sunday morning is great, is important, and we get teaching from here. But real growth and real connection comes when a small group of believers come together and share and read God's word and let God's word, talk into their lives and share the highs and the lows, the depths and the heights of life, and to have people pray for you, to have people encourage you, to have people hold you to account. I really want to encourage you to be a part of a life group and to be inspired to be connected with God this year. Let's just pray together, church. Lord God, we come before you and we really just want to take that spark and we want you to, your holy breath to flow upon that. Move that spark of faith in us into a fire of faith. Move that so that we may be connected to you, God, so deeply and meaningfully. Oh Lord, we just ask today that your Holy Spirit be challenging us, challenge us to seek more than what we currently have, to go deeper, to be connected more, to be inspired by you, your word, be inspired by others. Oh Lord, I just pray that you will guide us, you'll lead us. And if, Lord, you are speaking into somebody's life today, that they're just going through the motions, Lord, speak into their lives so they may just go, I want to not just do the exterior things. I want to be connected. I want to be deep. And if, Lord, that is speaking to your life, if that's something you want, I want to encourage you to come down the front after the next song and seek God in prayer. One of our prayer team will be there. But also remember to come and pray for the world around us. Pray for our neighbours. Pray for clean water. And Lord, we just pray all these things in your holy name. Amen.